With the new plan, Washington and Oregon have agreed to adopt policies similar to those already in place in British Columbia and California. BC put a tax on carbon emissions in 2008. California adopted a cap-and-trade system early last year. Speaking at the signing event in San Francisco, Washington Governor Jay Inslee said he's hearing from constituents across the state that they want limits on carbon, too.
So simply put, I don't think it's too much to say that on the West Coast, we intend to design the future, not to wreck it.
He said the Pacific Coast Action Plan unites the West Coast in a joint goal.
And that joint goal is to make sure that our one and only atmosphere is no longer allowed to be an unlimited dump for carbon polluters.
The agreement doesn't spell out how new carbon limits will be met in Washington and Oregon, though Inslee has stated his preference for cap and trade. He'll have to keep talking about that with a bipartisan work group he chairs in which half the members disagree. What is clear is that there'll be new limits on carbon from transportation fuels, which make up about 40% of Washington's greenhouse gas pollution. The new plan has a stated goal of making 10% of new vehicle purchases zero-emission electrics by 2016. The plan is a successor to the 2007 Western Climate Initiative, which fizzled when six states left it 2 years ago. That stalled effort was only cap and trade. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.